Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Good afternoon, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Thank you guys for tuning in, those who are listening via cell phone. Thank you guys for tuning in, those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. Again, you're listening live, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Our show today is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, even corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. Today is Free Fall Friday, so anyone can call into the show. All lines are open. You can call into the show and talk about whatever you want. Okay, there's no subject today. Today is free fall. So anyone can call in and talk about whatever you want. Okay? Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. If you are online right now on my show page, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon where you'll be able to set that up however you want and be able to get daily show notes or reminders about the show, okay? And on Facebook, if you go into your Facebook account and go to the top of the page and type in the search box there, type in The Frank Williams Show. Our show page should come up. Go ahead and do your thing there on Facebook and become friends of the show. If you are on Twitter, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? So again, guys, thanks for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today, of course, is Friday. I know you guys are excited. You're off work, and a lot of you are probably still on the roads, traveling home, but a lot of you, maybe like me, are already at home and starting to relax for the evening. Beautiful day out. I believe tomorrow is going to be just as well. So maybe get out and do some things in the yard. You know, what's funny about the weather and what's coming up, you know, the fall's coming. So what's funny is to see your grass. You know, I cut my grass, I believe, at least 2 weeks ago, all right? And it has not grown much at all over those past 2 weeks. It's like it knows. And I'm, you know, my new stuff not coming out because it's getting cold, okay? And that's, I guess that's what's going on, all right? So I'm going to cut it again before the cold comes in, but it's funny how it's just not growing at all right now. But during those summer months when it's hot, grass grow like you know, you're like, I need to cut my grass once a week because it grows so fast. But now it's just kind of sitting there doing nothing. Anyway, so going to have a great day today, a great show. Again, Free Fall Friday, you guys can call into the show. All lines are open. Go ahead and call in and talk about whatever you want. Now, I know that last night, I don't know if you guys follow the Atlanta Dream, the women's basketball team, but they lost last night. So they got swept 3-0 in a best of 5 series for the NBA, the WNBA championship. Now, this is like they've been to probably, they were in 2 of the last 3, I believe, championships. Other WNBA, the Atlanta Dream has been in 2 of the last 3. And they can't seem to get over the hump. Just from me watching the game, you know, it looks like we need another scorer and we need another big girl, a big woman, or whatever, in the middle. You know, because McCautry can't keep it going. She's kind of inconsistent to me. I know she's probably considered the best player on the team and one of the top players in the WNBA, but she is inconsistent to me. That's just my opinion. She's inconsistent, and we need a go-to player, someone you can go to, and, you know, 8 out of 10, going to be a score, all right? So, you know, at some point over the offseason, I guess, someone has recognized that, and they'll address that problem. Other than that, the Falcons are off this week, so they have a bye week this week, so we won't be able to lose this week, okay? We won't be able to lose this week, and hopefully we'll come back next week with some fire in our bellies. And kick some butt. Got to get something going here with the Falcons. If not, I mean, you know, the season is a complete disaster to me. Everyone, you know, had these high hopes about this year because we, you know, the team did a lot better last year. They sold all these season tickets this year, and now these folks are complaining they want their money back for their season tickets. But, you know, that's not going to happen. But, you know, when you have a team like Atlanta, you know, a city like Atlanta, I expect, you know, all my life we've had some terrible teams in professional sports. But I expect for something to start happening here soon where we can get a winner and bring a championship in football and work. These guys aren't working. They aren't working. And, you know, it's probably, season's probably dead, a bust. We lost Julio for the season. He's gone for the season. And so we don't know what's going to happen. All right? We just have to wait and see. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Also, I know I touched a little bit about this on yesterday about the you probably heard it and kind of all over Facebook and different places, but 17-year-old in Valdosta, Georgia, that was, I think, my opinion is he was beaten and left for dead, and he died in the gym of the high school in Valdosta. Now, for some reason, the sheriff's department and everyone is in cahoots to cover up what happened to this young man. Now, if you guys hadn't heard, but the story is that, you know, he went into some mats. He was found in the gym wrapped up in some mats. And when I think of mats, I know I said on yesterday I thought it was some mats like these big industrial mats that they use when you walk in and out of buildings. But, you know, since he was found in the gym, I think that the mats were like these fold-out mats. Y'all remember the mats we used to have in the gym that folded out? I mean, they folded up, and you could slide them to the side, and then when you're ready, you slide them back out and fold them out. And we did, you know, we did tumbles on them. And so I believe those are the mats that they're talking about. Now, they say his shoe got caught in the mat or was stuck in the mat or something. And he went into the mat to get his shoe and got stuck and suffocated. Okay? Now, yeah, I know you're shaking your head just like I am. That's a far, far-fetched story. And so, you know, okay, he died. They did the autopsy or whatever, said that he died of suffocation. And then they Then they sent the body to the funeral home, and they did their thing, and they had the funeral and buried this kid. Now, the mom and dad don't think that, or didn't think that the story was legit. So they hired another investigator to investigate what went on with this, or to try to find out exactly what happened, because they didn't believe this story. But they've lost their 17-year-old son. And I also heard he was a great basketball player. So what I'm saying is that now we find out that the kid didn't die from suffocation. He was beaten. And then the medical examiner's office, they pulled out all the kid's vital organs from the waist up. They took his liver and his heart and his brain. They took all his vital organs out. Okay, now I'm being told that that's not something that's uncommon for them to take the organs out. I don't know if he was a donor or whatever, but they took all his organs out, and then they stuffed the young man with paper. They stuffed paper inside the body and sent it to the funeral home without the vital organs, like I said. Now the funeral home, you know, once they exhumed the body and found out that something's going on with this, and saw that the young man was stuffed with paper, now the medical examiner's office said the funeral home did it. But the funeral home said, hey, we got to hire us a lawyer. Now, they got lawyers talking for them. They say that the body came to them like that. The body was like that when it came to them. So, I don't know about the funeral home. What I'm saying about this funeral home is that if you got a body and the body comes to you and it's stuffed with paper, something's going on there. You know, is that right? No, it's not. So I believe once they found out that the body was stuffed with paper, they should have called someone. They should have called the police. They should have called a family. I don't know about calling the family, but maybe they should have called the police. But now we're finding out that the police are the corrupt ones in this situation. And, and with corruption, like I said on yesterday, anytime you have corruption may be at the top, but in order for corruption to work, everyone from the top to the bottom has to be involved, has to be on the same page. So now they're screaming foul play, of course, and now they're trying to get to the bottom of what's going on. So now the feds are going to come in to investigate this case. The case was closed. The sheriff said we weren't going to reopen the case. It's closed. But the family took on the court. And the judge, I guess he leaned their way, and he reopened the case and said they were able to do whatever investigation they needed and exhume the body. All right? Now imagine you as a parent going through this, where your kid, now you find out that your kid was beaten to death. Or maybe he wasn't dead, but left for dead and died. Okay? And then you find out that the police department where you live are trying to cover up what's going on. Now, why are they doing that? Okay? Why don't they why didn't they investigate? Why didn't they find someone who was responsible for this? I don't know. I feel that there's something terrible going on right here, and somebody's going to jail. 818-301-5834. Then, of course, if, you know, you got people that are, you know, screwing around with this, but when the feds come in, people are going to start to holler. And also, they asked the school for surveillance tapes or the videotapes. Because they got cameras inside these gyms. So now the school says that it's against their bylaws, or I don't know what kind of laws they have at the school, to hand over this video, okay, this video surveillance, all right? But I tell you, when the feds come in, they're gonna hand over this video surveillance. And if they destroy it, then they're really gonna be in trouble. They're gonna go to jail. I think that the sheriff's involved. I think that somehow the school is involved. I mean, these people are going to have a big payday coming up after a while, because they're gonna sue, and they're gonna sue for wrongful death. They're gonna get all whatever, they should. And a lot of people should go to jail for what has happened and how they supposedly investigated this death. Okay, I don't know who's covering up for who, who's covering up for whom, but somebody somewhere has been screwing around with this case, and it's bad. I mean, I just can't see. I'll be in a nut house somewhere. Because something like that happened to your kid, and your kid is next to your wife. Your kid is the most precious thing that's in your life, and to lose it like that is just bad. Okay, I can't imagine what they're going through, because I've never been through that. Hope I never will, and hope that you guys never will. But the family is going through that tragedy, and at the same time, I think they're starting to get to feel a little better about everything, because you know they're finding out that that somebody did something to their kid. And left him for dead. And they are going to get to the bottom of it. Believe me, when the feds come in, people start shaking. And somebody's going to tell what happened. And we'll find out, sooner or later, we'll find out exactly what's going on. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today is Friday, and of course it's Free Fall Friday, and there is no show tomorrow over the weekend, but we will be back on Monday. I know some people are off on Monday. I think the schools are closed. Well, the schools were closed in Douglas County today. I don't know about your county, but the kids were out of school today. I'm not sure if they're out on Monday. But I think they are. Monday is some President's Day or something. The banks are closed. And I don't know if you're off work or not. I'm not. And I don't know if you're off work. But I really do hope that you guys have a super weekend. The weather should be good. I believe Georgia plays tomorrow at noon 30, 1 o'clock, something like that, down in Athens. And I wish I could have gone to the game. I had a friend that offered me some tickets, but I have a prior engagement that I have to get to, and I can't go. And someone sent me a text just now saying that it's Columbus Day, not President's Day. Okay, excuse me. It's Columbus Day, not President's Day. All right? So there are some people that are off work, but for sure the banks are closed on Columbus Day. Thank you, whomever, that sent me the text. See, that's what I love about my listeners, because if I'm on the edge about something or not real sure about something, I mean, I'll tell you sometimes. I'll say, don't hold me to this, but yada yada. So, you know, that's what I like about my audience. I have a big enough audience where people listen to the show, and, you know, if something's going wrong with the show, they'll send me a text or you know, send me some type of message and say, hey, Frank, you know, we can't hear you on the show, or what's going on with the show? The show's not going, or whatever. And that's what I like. That's what I like about my listeners. You guys are right on point, and I love that. And on Monday, let's see, I'm going to do a show. I'm trying to find it here. I believe I don't know, but I have it. You get it on Monday. But it's gonna be a good show. I already got everything set for Monday. Gonna be a great show. You'll get your show notes about that. Believe me. So what I'm gonna do now, I'm gonna go ahead and I got about 2 minutes left on the show. What I'm going to say is that I hope you guys have a tremendous weekend. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. Be safe out there all weekend. If you're going to a party or get together or something over the weekend, just please be safe. And remember the show that I did on yesterday about the super speeder law in Georgia about speeding up to 19 miles or faster, speed limit, and you get caught. That's what you call a super speeder ticket. And it has great consequences. So look that up and be... have knowledge of what's going on with that, and try, and of course try not to get a super speeder ticket, but if you do, have knowledge of it, understand what you need to do to take care of it. Okay? Yeah. You guys have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves and come back on Monday, 5:30 p.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'm over. No matter. Love you guys.
You have been the kind of person that you really are. Thank you.